This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, entertaining for a 4th of July cookout is still affordable, as all American favorites are a bargain, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. The Farm Bureau priced the average cost for a summer cookout for 10 people. The menu included hot dogs, hamburgers, pork spare ribs, potato salad, baked beans, corn chips, watermelon, chocolate milk, lemonade, and ketchup and mustard on the side. The menu would set the host back roughly $5.57 per person, which is a very slight drop from last year. John Newton, AFBF Director of Market Intelligence, says higher production has pushed the cost of meat lower. Retail pork prices also declined in 2017, largely due to more pork on the market and ample supplies of other choices for animal protein, Newton says. Lower beef prices are also likely putting downward pressure on pork prices. Newton also points to stability in dairy prices due to an improving export market. In other news, the Macoupin County Fair kicks off this week in Carlinville with events scheduled Wednesday through Sunday. Livestock shows start Wednesday with swine judging at 8 a.m. Sheep judging will be held Thursday at 8 a.m., the 4-H beef show at 10 a.m. and the 4-H dairy show at noon, with the junior livestock auction at 6:30 Thursday evening. Friday morning at 8 a.m., beef judging will start. The 4-H poultry show will be held at 9, 4-H goat show at 10:30, and the truck and tractor pulls will be held at 6:30 Friday evening. And Saturday is the last day for livestock shows. The Section 15 Ag Fair will start at 9 a.m., the open goat show will be held at 9:30, and the Western Horse Show will start at 10 a.m. In some national ag news, the National Corn Growers Association is sponsoring a competition designed to find new uses for corn. The Consider Corn Contest is an open innovation contest for both the U.S. and international entrepreneurs. Jim Bauman is the Director of Market Development for the National Corn Growers Association, and he says they're looking for new ways to use corn.
For those that aren't familiar with what an open innovation contest is, it's really a general competition going out to not only the U.S., but it's going out to global entrants who are eligible to submit their ideas as far as how to convert whole kernel corn or other parts of the corn plant into a biochemical. And we're looking for different ways to transform that from the feedstock into a usable biochemical.
Bauman says the Consider Corn Challenge is a brand new idea to help spur agricultural innovation. The end goal is to help corn farmers eventually find more markets for their product.
The National Corn Growers Association is funded by corn grower checkoff dollars. We realize that the best way to support pricing for our growers is to continue to look for new uses and grow demand for their corn product. We've realized that the next horizon out there, the next area we should be investing dollars in is the biochemical industry.
The association feels an open innovation competition gives them a way to pull in a broader basis of new ideas. It's also a way to challenge the manufacturing industry to give corn another look as an abundant, reliable, and sustainable feedstock. Bauman says corn is an exceptional feedstock for many reasons.
Even more important is the sustainable part of it, and also that it is reliable. Year in and year out, our growers continue to deliver a very, very healthy crop. And especially in the U.S., we know where that crop's located at. Manufacturers are looking to source that feedstock. It makes it very easy for them to understand where their inputs are coming from.
And the corn growers partnered with a company called Nine Sigma to help run the competition.
So Nine Sigma is actually a third-party company that specializes in administering these open innovation contests. And the reason why we partnered with Nine Sigma is that they have a proven track history as far as administering these competitions. They've worked with well-known partners such as the NFL and other large Fortune 500 companies to drive previous open innovation contests.
For more information about the Consider Corn Challenge, visit ncga.com. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.